Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Bad news and good news. Today, between the cold and the dark and the holiday stress, today is the most alone and miserable day on the calendar.
Today?
I thought really? It was sometime in January when we're all miserable about the money we spent over the holidays.
November 27th is the loneliest day of the year.
Yep, for according whom? To a new study.
Who did the study?
It doesn't say.
Well, that's a problem.
The three main reasons are it's dark outside, the weather is awful, and people are struggling to budget for Christmas. So you feel worse going in than you do
but
on the way out?
But how does that make you lonely, necessarily? It might be things to be anxious about, but...
I don't know.
Okay.
I've never weirded out on this day. Sometime in January, sure, yeah.
I won't
February.
I won't feel any real holiday stress or tension until we're right down to it, like the 23rd of December, and I've got gifts to buy and wrap.
Do it today,
like
then.
That's what I mean. It's avoidable. It's completely avoidable.
Right.
I've got some building already.
Some tension?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay.
Is that house in order tension?
Yeah.
Cleaning?
Yeah.
Tension? Okay. You've got that. You've got a little of that simmering all the time because you always describe your office as the uncleanable room. If you were to go in there into this uncleanable room, just let me get this out. If you were to just go in there.
Yeah.
An hour a day.
And no.
Oh, and just launch stuff.
And
just bulldoze.
Just wipe everything off of your desk.
What would
you
really be missing?
Just take your arm and push it into a box. And I don't know how many boxes this is going to take or how many piles you have piled up because I know there's cabinets in there. If you were just clean them, just wipe it out and take it to a dumpster or to the dump. And I don't want to hear about recycling. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear about. Well, they don't take that. Or I don't.
Because I'd be looking for where's that paper I needed.
For what do you think?
Paying a bill.
Would there be? They'll send another one.
Yeah, you can launch those every day.
Just don't pay a bill. They'll send another. They do that. They have whole departments for sending you another bill.
And if not, they'll start calling.
And if something gets shut off, shut off,
you'll be fine.
Call them. Hey, can you turn that back on, please?
I don't want to do that.
And then just
by phone.
Then just explain to them. Yeah, nothing personal. I just threw everything away. I was tired of everything I had, you know. But now the room is clean, and if you could just turn that power back on, that'd be fine. Like Carrie said, they'll send letters and they'll call too. They'll call you.
Oh yeah.
Mr. Nelson? Yeah, listen to Carrie. Oh, yeah, they call.
They call a lot.
Yeah. Like 8 times a day they're calling.
If you're calling about 414.
Good question.
Yeah, I just wonder. Because I kind of get that mentality after a while where I look at piles of stuff and go, I don't even know what's in there. If I throw it away, I won't miss it. Somebody will go, have you seen?
I feel like I will. And you're the guy who calls me and says, hey, could you have a look at our contract?
You just have to budget
half an hour. I don't think so. I think that just prolongs it. If you're sorting, you're keeping stuff.
Okay.
Here's how it goes. I always start in the kitchen because.
You walk in that way?
You know, there's just, always dishes or something.
Okay.
And then I get sidetracked.
Is this an ADD kind of thing?
There. I must be organized. No, the kitchen's clean.
I just can't get through it without, so I got this is here, so I got to take it there. I got to put that away. It's just, I don't know.
Maybe you need an organizer.
The uncleanable room is the uncleanable room.
Maybe you need an organizer, though, just to help with this room.
It's quite possible.
I mean, they would have tips in order to say, this is going to be filed here.
I need organizers who know other organizers, like an organizer who... You know, they get all your photos in one place, and then they send those off to another organizer who organizes the photos and pictures and stuff and videos.
Yeah.
Now we're getting off track of what. See, we just got off
away.
Track.
It's like the
garbage.
Other thing is, okay, you start out with a load of laundry.
Mm-hmm.
You just get up and go, okay, first thing I'm going to throw laundry in. Because
then you can do other things while that's going.
Other
things
can go on.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah,
you've got about 40
that's
minutes.
Efficient.
Before you even have to go back and throw it in the dryer. And then you still have another roughly 40 minutes.
Now
to dry
that becomes
the other
like a, it's one of those things where you start on a circle and then you go to another circle and then you have two choices to go that way. And then
okay,
both
no,
of those
stop.
Choices have two more places you could go. And I wind up.
You're never gonna. You realize you're never gonna get this cleaned up. I'm hearing your explanation now.
I wind up, you know, starting with a load of laundry, and two steps later, I'm cleaning out the basement because.
Okay, stop. Stop.
Yeah, we're talking about cleaning your office. All of a sudden, you're explaining laundry and dishes, and
you know, there's the one touch method where you pick up something and go, "I'm going to take this somewhere, put it away, and be done with it."
Stop. Stop. Here's what you're gonna do. You're going to make a day. Which is your day? Pick your day. I don't care if it's a weekday or a Sunday. You got nothing to do. You're just going to say, I have 4 hours to make a big dent in this room. I'm not doing any laundry. I'm not doing anything else. Zero.
And you're not going to sit and examine each piece of paper and go.
You're just going to take 4 hours and see how far you can get.
You don't get to hold any piece of paper longer than 3 seconds.
I have tried all these things.
3 second rule.
I have tried all these different methods. Have a checklist. Go down the checklist. Make sure you do these jobs. You'll feel like you're accomplished.
And there has to be some.
And I think when there's no checklist, just targets of opportunity. You see something, you just do it and be done with it.
Organization is tough. It takes discipline.
And then you know, it always happens where, okay, to get this done, you say, I'm going to do this. Well, then to do that, you got to do something.
No, I heard about the laundry just a second ago.
But the laundry has nothing to do with the office.
I got to back up and do this other thing. Yes, it does. It's all interconnected. It's weird. It's like a human body.
Yeah. And you need to just go in and throw everything away.
I sort of see what you mean, but it's really.
Lift up your keyboard so that doesn't get shoved into the box or the garbage and just.
Set it on a shelf.
Yeah. Record my thoughts as I go along talking to a microphone and just tell me, okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to sit down and go through these papers. Uh-huh. No, wait, I got to put this away.
Yeah. Is every office in the office, is every do you have built-ins in that office? Like drawers and things like that? Like bookshelves and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Is everything taken? Is all the space taken underneath in those drawers or shelves or whatever you have?
Yes.
Every single square inch of that office is taken up with stuff.
It is piled high on every horizontal plane.
Stuff that's close.
Carrie, it's
several layers.
No. So I'm talking in stuff that you can't see. There's no room to go with this where the stuff is on the desk because there's nowhere to go with it because everything is taken.
Yes.
Well, then what's in those drawers and stuff?
Garbage. You know?
Yes.
Stuff like I could throw away.
Like the rest of America, stuff that could easily go into a landfill. Let's do this. Let's pretend you're moving. All right?
Oh, my God. There you go.
I've tried that, too. Okay. I thought, what if I were moving?
What do I have to keep here?
Well, let's play what if I'm dying.
No, you're dying. Let somebody else sort it out.
I've gone through that, too.
Yeah.
I've tried every frame of mind, and
you may be right. It may be the uncleanable room.
I believe it's cursed.
With
boy,
your
have
brain,
you been swayed, Mr.
No, it's
OCD.
Just I hear his process, and there's not his brain is stopping him all the time
all
from
the
cleaning
time.
It. It's just I've got the laundry came in and the dishes.
Cursed. It's a cursed room.
And then he was talking about forks in the road upon forks in the road, where you had not two roads
of opportunity.
But by the time you were done, you do the math. There's 84 ways to go on this road.
It's like I say, you get. Distracted, you start doing something, you're going to get that done, and then you pick something up and you're going to put it away where
can
it belongs.
Can we call a life coach who wants to advertise her stuff and organize her? Can we just have her talk to him for 20 minutes?
No.
Why?
Because.
I'd like to hear what she would say
to
him.
Then I'll get some papers from the life coach and I'll start a file with that and then
true.
Be.
Yeah, just start a whole nother file.
Oh my
stuff.
God, now my face hurts. Okay, all right, I tried. It was like finding you a bride.
Bill for the life coach.
Can you put
that here? Make sure I pay that. This file.
Throw it away. They'll call you.
Right, she'll keep calling until you pay her.
This is your life coach. Who?
I don't know. Do this. Call a life coach, but pay her up front.
Mm-hmm.
Him?
Him, her. I just assumed it was a.
No, him. Him is he paying?
Yeah, just write the check up front. That way you don't have to. You throw the bill away instantly.
Oh, okay.
Throw
that's
that away.
Good.
Yeah,
that'd be the first thing that goes, the bill from the life coach.
How about paying things online? That would just at least start to mitigate some of the paperwork coming in.
No, it doesn't really help.
Okay. All right. Unsolvable. This is harder than a
Rubik's
cube.
Did we land on Mars yesterday?
Yeah,
we did.
Except for Brian Nelson's room in New Berlin.
We can't clean his office.
Land on Mars, it's the uncleanable room.
And I kind of understand but don't understand. You know, I can go either way on this. Like, yeah, I get stuff you don't want to just throw away willy-nilly.
Do you have a junk drawer?
Yes.
I do, but it gets cleaned out on a pretty regular basis.
Not regular.
It doesn't,
but
when it gets
but
the,
you don't have a situation where there's no junk in the drawer, right?
Well, it's not really junk. Right now, the junk drawer.
So you don't have a junk drawer.
Right now, I would say the junk drawer is in good standing, but there's no junk in there at the moment. There's flashlights. There's pens. There's, you know, it's, I would call it a potpourri drawer right now.
Yeah, sure. I've got post-it notes.
Because it was just cleaned within the last week.
Okay.
So it will turn into a junk drawer again.
I was working on cleaning the uncleanable room and like to get room to sort things. It sort of took over the kitchen table.
All you did was move the junk.
That's what happened.
You took it out for the day.
So I finally got that cleared off, but the solution was just taking it back into the uncleanable room.
I don't want it here. Yeah. So you took your junk for a walk.
Yeah. Got it out. Got it some fresh air.
But if you're keeping that stuff, so that if that stuff wasn't throwawayable, then where could it have gone?
What stuff?
The junk that you took for a walk and then you took back into the uncleanable.
You know, spread out. Was there sort it. Was there less? Sort it out.
Was there less? Was the pile smaller?
It had to have been.
You said you sorted it.
Well, then you get mail every day. Right. I mostly throw away my mail.
I usually sort my mail right in front of the shredder. Garbage. Yeah.
I don't always feel like sitting down and writing everything out right away.
Okay. Right.
So like I said, that goes into sometimes it just.
But bills can't be insurmountable.
Huge pile on the table.
Oh, and for the record.
But that's the easiest one to solve because you pay them and they throw it out.
The junk drawer that you asked about, I didn't clean it out. Somebody else did.
Okay.
So I'm not that ambitious or disciplined. So
I like cleaning out my drawers every now and
then.
It
feels good, but I just don't want to do it.
Yes, yeah.
There's a feeling of accomplishment.
Well, then you look at it and you see everything. Yeah.
Yeah. You do. You feel good when you throw that stuff away.
Well, there's always prioritize, too. What's the thing that has to be done the most? It's like, well, you can't let old foodstuffs build up, you know.
Right.
Clean out the kitchen. Get that clean.
Here's my thing. If it's in a cabinet, it is such a low priority if I can't see it. But if I can see it sitting around somewhere.
So if you leave it laying on top of something, you'll throw it away.
Then it bothers me.
Oh,
yeah. But if it's jammed into a closet or a cabinet or something like that,
sight unseen.
Can't see it. I'm good.
Until it drives you crazy and you have to clean out that closet.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Until you open the door.
And the stuff falls on you.
Things are falling on you. You're holding stuff as you're closing the door. Yeah. So.
I think part of the problem is I'm half organized on stuff.
You might be a little under half.
Well, maybe. But I mean, half.
It's not the organization, it's the distraction.
Like, I don't have one big vat or box of photographs. They're sorted into, like, you know, places and people.
You have categories?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then they're laying everywhere. Those boxes are every goddamn.
You're right. You're almost a hoarder possibility.
Yeah.
In that room. Yeah, so.
I want to solve this.
You can't clean the room. It's the unsolvable problem. It's the,
I hate to be told no.